Michael informed us some period ago that he had the opportunity to go to America, and he wasn't in full-time employment. It was something that he was seriously considering, and we can understand Michael's reason for going. You know, disappointed to lose a top-class goalkeeper, number one, but also a really popular, well-respected member of the squad, you know, over the last number of years, and his application to the work that we do every night has been top-class. But look, he goes with our blessing, and likewise delighted to welcome Declan in, you know, someone who's been there as well and played in a number of big games, so he has, and he had struggled at, February, March time with, you know, being able to make training and struggled even, you know, to get out and do training in Dublin. So thankfully now he's injury free and he's been working away with our strength and conditioning coach in Dublin, and his fitness is good now and we have him integrated back in.
In relation to the goalkeeping position, Michael was number two to Paul Durkin. Mark Anthony McGinley was kind of the third goalkeeper in the squad. Is he going to step up now, or are you going to look further?
Oh no, Mark will automatically step up into number two. You know, we've been delighted with Mark. You know, he's a very talented goalkeeper, so he is, and you know, thankfully, you know, we carried the three keepers all year, you know, so we did, and he knows our style of play and he knows what's expected from the goalkeeper, so no doubts about that. And look, we might look around now maybe over the next number of weeks and take a look at a few fellas for the number three position now,
because the goalkeeping positions have become very, very important, haven't they, nowadays? And you know, the number two has to be, you know, what the number one is thinking and doing every day in every game.
Yeah, for sure, you know, and it's very, very important part of the game now, so it is, you know. You know, from a point of view of communication with the defenders, and obviously the kick out has become a big part of it, you know. And but thankfully, you know, the, you know, Mark's been working away, you know, along with Paul and Michael under James Gallagher, our goalkeeping coach, and I've no doubt Mark knows what's expected of him.
2 week turnover now, run in preparation time to the Derry game. You know, you had what, 3 weeks for the from Tyrone to Armagh. Would you have liked a little bit longer?
We actually had 4 weeks for Tyrone Armagh. Yeah, no, to be honest, ideally you would like, maybe, you know, from a point of view of, you know, mentally getting our own heads around Derry, because you can never think ahead. You know, it is a shorter time frame, but at the same time both teams know each other fairly well. You know, we've met each other the last number of years, so it is, but you know, usually, you know, we're used to them 3 and 4 week gaps, and we like that as well. But from a playing point of view, 2 weeks is probably ideal. There's not too much hard training in between the two games, and that generally appeals to the players.
Yeah, so the pressure's on the management team and the manager to come up with the tactics and the general information on the opposition.
Yeah, and that's our role, you know, and that's part of our remit, to be looking at teams throughout the year, you know, to be scouting them all year. And look, we feel we've a good idea of Derry, and Derry definitely have a good idea of us at this stage, you know, having seen us probably twice, you know. But look, that's part and parcel of it, and to be honest, our players know the book of the Derry players as well, you know.
Yeah. I suppose the main reaction from most people coming out of Armagh last week was, you know, it was Division 3 against Division 1, you know, and I think general feeling is that's probably what proved the difference. There are those that argue maybe that Armagh, it just didn't turn up on us one of those days, and I think you made that point yourself. But in terms of Derry, they're a Division 1, Division 2 team, you know, and maybe unlucky to go down this year. Certainly, it's, you know, what you're going to face Saturday.
Yeah. No doubt what we're going to face now against Derry. You know, they were in a National League final in April last year, which is what, barely 15 months ago, is it? So it is, you don't get the National League final unless you have a hell of a lot of good players and you do a lot of things right. I think they very much laid out their plans for the year this year, where the league was going to be way down the pecking order. They didn't seem to do much collective training coming into it. They had rested a number of their experienced players. They didn't have their Slaughney players. Everything's been thrown into the championship from their point of view, and they've got the start they wanted now. They're up and running, the beat down. So we know it's going to be a hell of a challenge. You're coming up against a lot of experienced players and a lot of quality players.
You saw them against Down. What did you make of them?
I was very impressed with them in the first half. You know, I think they were in control of the game, albeit only 3 points up, but they seemed to be very disciplined defensively, and they had a very structured way of attacking as well. I genuinely felt when Down had the man sent off that they'd run away with the game, but sometimes that happens. Down took a bit of a foothold and up their energy levels, but at the end, you know, Derry were the better team, there's no doubt about that, and they showed a bit of experience to win it.
Yeah, and I suppose the one thing they have going for them this year is maybe that they hadn't in other years, or for a couple of years anyway, is that Owen Bradley's back, you know, and he adds that little bit of spark up front to maybe they lacked in recent years.
Yeah, there's no doubt Derry are a better team with Owen Bradley available. You know, he's an exceptionally talented player, so he is. He can do things that other players can't, so he is. You know, he's a maverick type player, and on his day and given the time and space, Owen would put any team away, so it is. But of himself, and Mark Lynch is another key player for them as well, and obviously Fergal Dock in the middle of the field. You know, they're very strong up the central spine with Chrissy McCaig there as well, and you know, we're expecting, you know, probably Derry, you know, being better than they were at any stage over the last number of years.
But then again, they're one of those teams that's struggled to break down. Donegal, you know, this particular defensive system that has developed over recent years, we saw it in Ballybuffet, won loads of possession, but played forced to play a lot of lateral ball.
Yeah, but they have a lot of experience coming up against us. They'll have played against us as often as anybody else, and you know they'll have learned from that as well. So they have, you know. But I feel this time they're in a better position. You know, it's unusual in Derry for there to be county players not playing club football. That's happened. They haven't played club football over the last number of weeks. They had a great run in going up the Down game. Their sole focus is on Donegal. I think they're very united, so they are, you know, obviously made a decision, you know, as a management team and as a squad to bring Owen Bradley back in, which wasn't the case last year, so, you know, they're throwing it all at it.
And of course, they had the psychological baggage going into that Down game of not having won a championship game in a few years, and you know that from your involvement with Donegal way back, 4 years ago, when I know going into the Antrim game, you know, there was a lot of fear and a lot of, didn't know what to expect.
No, for sure. You know, we entered in that game, albeit it was our first year involved with the boys, but you felt the pressure over having lost in the first round in the last couple of years. And Derry would have felt that, and probably that affected their second half performance. That pressure builds, you know, and particularly in front of your home crowd as well. And as you remember that day against Antrim, it was far from a fluid performance on our behalf.
So, you know, that monkey off the back now, you know, so they'll be, you know, a little bit more confident about their championship ambitions and really feel the load. Donegal won as well.
Oh, they will. I don't doubt it'll be a very confident Derry team, so it will. And you know, they're the type of lads that are going to be looking for an element of revenge over the last couple of years. But you know, look, it sounds boring, but we genuinely focus on ourselves. 90% of what we do is about ourselves. Our style of play doesn't change that much, you know, no matter what the opposition is, and we'll just have to focus on that over the next couple of weeks.
A week out, what's the injuries? I know Patrick McBearty came off last week, Eamon McGee came off as well with the injuries.
Yeah, listen, they both are fine. They're both back doing bits of light training. Colin McFadden obviously missed the game as well. Colin was back on the Tuesday night doing a light bit, and he's back fully involved now as well. And, you know, at this point in time, we'd expect to have everybody available again.
Yeah. And the fact that it's Derry, does it make you consider your team, or maybe think of changing, or...?
Not really, because it's Derry, you know, but obviously Colm coming back, you know, he had a great game. There's no doubt he would have started the last day, so providing he's back to full health, we'd expect to slot Colm back in, you know.
In terms of the championship, and I know people talk about All-Irelands and everything, in terms of the championship, how important is the Ulster for you personally and for this Donegal team, do you think?
Well, it's just for the whole group, you know. Ulster's huge, so it is. You know, you can only win two medals at the start of the year in the championship, and Ulster's very special competition to all the players in Ulster, and I know this group takes it very seriously, so it does. And you know, we would just love to make an Ulster final, but we know we have to beat Derry to do that.